Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Tom Lydon joins us now as he does each week at this time to give us the ETF of the week. Tom, of course, is the editor at ETFtrends.com, a site where you can learn all about ETFs. And if you haven't been there, definitely worth a look because you can get everything ranging from Tom's take on what's happening in the ETF world to the basic news about what's new, what's developing, what's changing, what's opening, what's closing, all that kind of stuff. It's ETFtrends.com, at ETFtrends on Twitter. Tom is at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is...
the iShares TIPS Bond ETF, ticker symbol TIP.
Yeah, it's the iShares TIPS Fund, as it were. The TIPS Bond ETF, ticker symbol TIP. And this, I'm a little surprised we haven't done this one a little sooner. Because the first thing that everybody said after the election was, well, you got to worry about inflation. And if you got to worry about inflation, you're either buying gold or you're buying TIPS. And you had talked about gold and precious metals, but now it's TIPS. So why this now? Is this just about inflation insurance?
Well, that's most of it. These are, just for those that don't know about TIPS, Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, or TIPS. That's where the acronym comes from. And as we know, with Donald Trump in office, he has talked about adding $1 trillion to infrastructure spending. In addition, we've got pretty low employment right now. The numbers are around 5%. Wage growth has increased. Housing prices have increased. And we're also seeing a higher dollar. So all of a sudden, inflation is starting to peek its ugly head up above the ground to some degree, let's say. And with that, those that are interested in income but also concerned about inflation might want to look at TIPS. It's great because it gives you a steady income, and this ETF has had, $2.5 billion flowing in just in the last few weeks. Pays 1.9%. So a heck of a lot more than a CD or a money market fund, a little bit less than a 10-year, but it doesn't have the interest rate risk that a 10-year does. And also, it's not going to be as affected by inflation. So these are the types of things that you might want to consider, because from an income standpoint, we are all going to have a lot of challenges with this pro-growth, high inflationary outlook that may be coming, especially as we see rising rates not only in December, but coming in 2017.
And in fact, this could be something of a bargain, because although we are expecting rising rates, the Fed has said that they're hoping for maybe 1.8% in 2017 and 2% inflation in 2018. Depending on where we're at, this is very cheap inflation insurance. I mean, we could be in a situation where TIP is actually sort of doing a little bit better than you might expect if inflation doesn't quite keep up.
You're right, Chuck. And we haven't talked about this for years because, frankly, there hasn't been any inflation. So now, and there are a lot of people that if it's not around for a few years, they forget about it. Inflation now in the form of ETFs can, to some degree, be an asset class. So if you can factor that in to your portfolio, and even if you're thinking about, well, I've got money in money market funds, or I had money that was in treasuries, especially long-term treasuries that you don't want to have out from a long duration standpoint, because that's the most painful aspect of your income portfolio when you have rising interest rates. It's, hey, short duration, inflation protection, that's the mode that investors should be in today. And if what I'm saying to you doesn't resonate or if it's something that you haven't been thinking about, dig deeper and start doing your homework now, because 12 months from now, it could be really painful. So there are a lot of people who are concerned about volatility. They're concerned about markets. They're concerned about politics in our current environment. There is risk in the Treasury market right now. So you have to put your arms around it and understand what that risk is and understand what inflation can do to that portion of your portfolio.
And quickly, you would rather have somebody own an ETF, a TIPS ETF, in this case the iShares TIPS Bond ETF, than holding the paper themselves or doing it through a traditional fund? I mean, it's a bond ETF. Does it get all the traditional benefits that we'd expect from an ETF?
Well, if you own the bond and you own it to maturity, there's no risk because you know exactly what you're getting. The problem is the farther out the maturity, the more upset you're going to be at yourself if it's 7 years out and the current yields are twice as what you bargained for when you first bought the thing. So that's really the problem. In a rising rate environment, it's great because they're offering higher yields, but the bonds that you own in your portfolio right now are getting smashed because those rates are rising and the value of those bonds are declining, again, if you don't hold it to maturity.
It's a really interesting idea and one that, as you pointed out, hasn't been anything people have been talking about because there hasn't been any inflation to speak of. But now there's a little bit of inflation and there's the fear of a lot more inflation. Put that together and the iShares TIPS Bond ETF, ticker symbol TIP, is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. Check out the website for all things ETF related. Remember, you can follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon, and his site is at ETF Trends.